Thirsty, the 12th apostle. Now in this time of the 10 days between Jesus' ascension and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when they waited in Jerusalem for this experience, Peter stood up among 120 and said, "We have lost one. We have been 12. Now we are 11. We need someone who has seen all these things happen from the beginning, the baptism of John the Baptist in the River Jordan, up to the death of Jesus, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven. We need one to be 12 again. We want to have an election." And they had two candidates. And Jesus said, "We need someone. One of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." This is the point. We need one who is a witness of his resurrection. This was the main point. And from this time onwards, we see around this theme, everything else goes around. A witness of the resurrection. It was after burial. I was still in the cemetery, looking down into the deep grave. And then the person who puts the earth afterwards on the grave appeared. He wanted me to go, that he could start working, so that his work was done. And we started a small talk, discussion. And he had listened to my sermon before and said, "You say, of course you are a pastor, but you said the dead will be risen from the dead and will live again?" Very, very often I have digged up earth in these graves, and what have I found? Bones, nothing else. Bones, that's all I could find. Never have I seen a risen person. Now, what do you say then? Jesus said, "We will be risen from the dead. There is a resurrection from the dead. When he will come again, when he returns from heaven. Not before, but then." So we have to wait, something we do not like very much. And this risen Savior, it was such an enormous experience. Let's go back to the disciples. They look at the cross. All their hopes disappear with the dying Savior. They sank into deep, deep depression. And we thought he would be the one who will restore Israel. And what happened? He's dead. A shock. Deep shock. And the deeper the shock, the higher the joy when they saw the risen Savior. Resurrection. But it's not the only resurrection that will happen. Because of Jesus' resurrection, you will be resurrected if you become his friend. If you trust in him. If you tell him about your sins, and ask for forgiveness. And he will forgive you. He has paid the price. The price, his blood. His blood, that was the price. Do you see his love for you? Have you experienced this forgiveness? Ask him. Pray to him. Ask for forgiveness. It will be forgiven. You can start in you. He has paid for you. Start a new life.